NFTs on Bitcoin? What? There's NFTs on Bitcoin? That is the talk of the town as of this week. We are going to go deep into what does it mean to have NFTs on Bitcoin, and what are they? There's something called ordinals that people are talking about. We are seeing CryptoPunks being sold on the Bitcoin blockchain for tens of thousands of dollars. Are they originals? Should you be buying them? And a whole bunch of other crazy stuff happening with this new innovation called the Ordinals. And we're going to cover all of this and more on today's episode of Goats and the Metaverse. And of course, I'm joined by none other than my esteemed colleague, Stanley. How are you, my friend? Are you buying Bitcoin NFTs?
Just when I think I wrap my head around of what's going on in the market and what to buy, what not to buy, what does the future look like? Curveballs get thrown, and I'm just
Boom.
boom. I have no idea. I am lost. This is an educational show for me, just like it is for you, or the audience. Or if the audience knows, please let us know in the comments. Give us more insights about it. But I'm interested to discuss, explore, learn. But let's before we do that, let's take a look at what the market is doing. What is the market doing? What is the market doing? Let's see
The
it.
market is down. We had ETH touching close to $1,700, down to $1,486. ApeCoin holding around about the $5 odd dollar level, and Solana down to $20. We're having downward pressure across the board. We are seeing some movements from the SEC coming after a whole bunch of companies like Kraken, settling with Kraken on their earn program. Canceling or getting BUSD taken off, and giving them documents saying that BUSD is a security. So definitely a lot of stuff happening in the regulatory environment, and that is putting down some pressure on crypto prices. Let's see, what does that mean for our fancy NFTs, our lovely JPEGs? Pretty much down across the board as well. Interesting to see that. Generally, when we see some downward movements in the crypto pairing prices, we see NFTs holding strong. So we are still in a pretty skittish market. We're still in a, wouldn't say we're in a full-blown bear market, but we're certainly not in a bull market. We are still, people are still a little cautious. Stan, what do you
And
think?
yeah, and I think that we're not seeing a lot of movement from anybody, right? Like there's not that many things happening. I think we all got used to kind of that quick satisfaction and like constantly things happening. And there's not that many things happening, right? These brands are taking their time to grow. And when they do make announcements, it moves very, 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 very slight. So what does that mean? I don't know. But if you're looking at it from a long-term perspective, this might be a buying opportunity, or maybe this is the height. We don't know.
We don't
Nobody
know.
knows.
5 ETH for a doodle, 4.5 ETH for a CloneX. Where are you putting your money, my friend?
Me personally. BAYCMAYC.
Those weren't the options. 5 ETH for a doodle or 4.5 ETH for a CloneX. You're not buying either.
I'm not buying, and it's funny because I'm not a CloneX holder. I'm a Doodles holder, and I've been looking at CloneX for a while, and I'm like, price seems cheap, right? Nike, Nike, Nike. It's I don't know. They can't put it together. They can't get it together. Maybe it'll happen. If I had to pick one, I would pick CloneX because I do believe they have more upside, even though the Doodles community is stronger. But I just haven't seen enough out of Doodles across the board for me to get excited about them. What about you?
Doodles did make the big announcement that they are moving onto the Flow blockchain so that they could have far more cost-effective transactions. Met with some skepticism and some excitement from their community, but we've seen some downward pressure in the Doodles pricing. So we'll have to see what is coming from the Doodles team. It was a big announcement for a project of their size to be saying they're moving off Ethereum. And talking about moving off chains onto other chains, the biggest news of the last week, and really this happened on Friday, so this is brand spanking new stuff, is the launch of Ordinals. And if you don't know what that is, I'm not surprised. Ordinals is a way to inscribe transactions on the Bitcoin chain. And people are inscribing JPEGs onto the Bitcoin chain. So it's being called the NFTs of Bitcoin. And how does that work? Well, Ordinals, what they do is they use a mechanism within the Bitcoin contract, within the Bitcoin smart, the Bitcoin consensus protocol. Within Bitcoin, you have Satoshis. There are 100 million Satoshis behind every Bitcoin. Think of them as cents to your US dollar. There's 100 cents to a dollar. There are 100 million Satoshis to a Bitcoin. And you can inscribe information onto a particular Satoshi. And what Ordinals does, what this technology does, is it allows you to inscribe a JPEG onto a Satoshi. So think of it this way. Every dollar bill that you have, or maybe every penny that you have, has a unique number on it. And if someone could inscribe an image onto that penny is no longer just an ordinary penny. It is a penny with an image on it. Or if you think of a dollar bill has a unique number on it. If I was to sign in that dollar bill with my signature, it'd be worth a couple of more dollars in my books. Or if Michael Jordan was to come along and sign that dollar bill, well, that dollar bill is no longer just a regular dollar bill. It is a dollar bill signed by Michael Jordan and now worth far more money. Now, that is what is happening with Bitcoin and Satoshis. People are now able to inscribe onto a Satoshi a particular image, character, or anything. And that is what's happening here. With, for the first time, you have this ability to have Bitcoin NFTs by using the native Bitcoin script. So what is interesting about this, it means it's all on chain. It means that this is now permanently on the Bitcoin blockchain, and whatever is inscribed there for life. So we've seen a lot of copycats. We've seen a lot of people saying, okay, well, I'm going to take CryptoPunks and I'm going to put them on the Bitcoin blockchain. I'm going to take Peppers and I'm going to put them on the Bitcoin blockchain. Moonbirds, etc. All going onto the Bitcoin blockchain with this kind of idea that we want to be one of the first 1,000 inscriptions. And we are seeing things like Bitcoin Punk selling for tens of thousands of dollars. One of the first projects called Ordinal Punks came on to the scene. 100 punks on the Bitcoin blockchain selling for 2.2 Bitcoin, $50,000, and a new all-time high sale of 9.5 Bitcoin, $215,000 happened on Friday. Stanley's got a question.
So there's 1,000 punks that are now on the blockchain.
100 for Ordinal Punks.
Sorry, 100. So, yeah. Okay. And what about if I wanted to create my own punk and put it on the blockchain? Can I do that?
You can. You can. Well, that is the thing. These are not the original punks. This is not coming from Lava Lab. This is not coming from Yuga Lab. This is someone
I get it.
Who just said, so why, I'm going to take my punk and put it on Bitcoin.
So why does it make it so interesting?
Why is it interesting? Well, I don't think it's actually interesting that punks are on the Bitcoin blockchain. And I think people who are buying and speculating in the early stages are going to lose a lot of money by trading ordinal punks on Bitcoin. But what is interesting is that this now opens up the entire Bitcoin community, the entire Bitcoin market, of which there are many more people who hold Bitcoin than there are who hold Ethereum. Yeah. And now they have the ability to collect JPEGs, collect contracts, to inscribe certain attributes onto the Bitcoin network, the most secure decentralized network that we know to date, that isn't controlled by any entity or any individuals, now has this ability and capability built into that. Now, that is pretty interesting. Not, I don't think, for something like putting punks on it or moonbirds or anything like that. Anyone going into that, I believe, 6 months down the line, those things are going to be worth zero. But there's going to be new innovations coming out of this technology. So it's important to experiment and to learn it and to understand it. Right now, it's very clunky. To actually use this, people are trading using spreadsheets and doing OTC deals. There's no marketplaces for this. There is no OpenSea equivalent. What people are actually doing is they're minting on an ordinal block. They're creating an ordinal drop. And then they are bridging that onto Ethereum or wrapping that in Ethereum and trading it on an ETH token. Don't worry about the complexity of it, but in essence, it's so early that there is no infrastructure to support this. But whether you're early, it could be something really interesting happening.
So, not to be the pessimist, but I do want to play devil's advocate. So we're at a
Go for it.
point where, you know, we always talk about it. We're still so early into this industry. We're in the first inning. We're nowhere close. You know, we have people that come on all the time, talk about it, and I do believe that. Does it complicate growth? Because, you know, the average Joe who maybe is interested in learning more about JPEGs and is trying to get onboarded. Now somebody's saying, well, now you could do it on Bitcoin. And now there's all these other punk. And you're kind of like, and that person's like, whoa, how do we go from, you know, Ethereum is the network. This is where everything's gonna be. Now we're going to Bitcoin. There could be JPEGs on here. There's no trading platforms. There's all this complexity that most people don't understand. Does it overcomplicate like growth for the industry? Because somebody's like, I'm trying to figure out MetaMask. I'm trying to figure out a hard wallet. I'm trying to figure out OpenSea. And now you're making things even more and more and more complex. What are your thoughts there?
Certainly adds complexity, and this would not be the starting point. If I was new to the world of crypto, new to the world of NFTs, I'm not sure I would start with Bitcoin ordinals, although you would be very early. So if you do immerse yourself in the
You
world of Bitcoin ordinals, you can become a pro.
would
You
be
can become an
great.
expert faster than anyone else because it's literally 4 days old. So there's new innovation happening that you could become at the forefront of and be an expert in this space. If it's in the ETH ecosystem, well, there's a lot of people that are already in the ETH ecosystem looking at different tech, et cetera. So that might be your edge. That might be, well, many people don't understand this. Let me be the person who understands this. I heard a story of an individual who had never used Bitcoin before, a little bit of a developer, so had some scripting knowledge, heard of ordinals, put up his own Bitcoin node and moved 100 pepes onto the ordinals blockchain. Sold 50 of them, kept 50, made $350,000 in the process. So if you're fast and you're moving, there is innovation happening there. But to your bigger question, these are networks, and anything can go onto these networks that can be scripted onto them. So there is a market out there that says, well, I want to be on the network, or I want to put some kind of information that can be extremely critical. A picture of a JPEG, maybe not that critical. But if it's my title deed, if it's my property, if it is my ID, maybe I want this inscribed on a chain like Bitcoin that to date has never been hacked, has no Vitalik who could maybe change his mind on how things get done, or a community of people that have one way or another, it's seen as the more secure chain. Now, that may change over time, but that's the opportunity that is being presented here with something like Bitcoin. So yes, certainly more complicated, but also innovative in terms of what it enables you to do.
I mean, listen, I love it. I get it. And I love the story of a guy making $350,000 that has no idea what Bitcoin even is, but he's early. And I think, you know, from an entrepreneurial standpoint of view, this is all great stuff. But at the same time, if you're building a business, you're not building, you're trying to onboard, right? You're trying to capture who your customer is. You're trying to, you know, train that customer, onboard that customer. And now you didn't even sell your first, you know, your first product. You're already selling them the next three, four products. And from a business standpoint of view, I think it hurts. I think it hurts us, right? I think these are things that somebody might be like, I'm confused. I don't want to go down this route anymore. I was starting to finally master this or finally feel comfortable with this. But now you're telling me Ethereum is not the most secure network. Now there's Bitcoin. Now everything's going to move to Bitcoin. Do I really want to go? What do I do with all my money that I have in here? It's
This is the
a lot.
curse
It's a
of
lot to
technology
process.
and innovation. I remember when the internet came out, I was like, I don't want to put my credit card on the internet. Like, what happens if something goes wrong? I'm never going to buy online. That was what people were saying. And now you click a button on your phone and something delivers to your door, or you're calling a car. And if you're not at the edge of the technology, if you're constantly kind of resisting, then you're going to be left behind. And this is what this industry is showing, that the industry does change. And you do need to keep abreast of it. Does it need to be your starting point? I don't think so, unless you want to be the lean in
Agreed.
on the innovator side of things. But what we're talking about is that we have hundreds of millions of Bitcoin wallet holders Now, we've seen with Ethereum, we've seen what it looks like when you have the ability to trade JPEGs and you have the ability to like do more interesting things than just be a financial instrument, how much activity that drives on the network. Bitcoin may now be getting that same type of innovation that drives a lot of activity on that network, indirectly then making it a more sustainable network.
We will see what happens, but I'll leave you with this one last thought. And I agree with you, right? Like, technology is crazy. We could literally buy something on our phones by pressing a button. We don't even need a credit card anymore. We don't need anything. But how easy it is to use is why we're using it, right?
Sure.
We're now trained that we could press a button on our phone and buy anything we want in the world. I think what's happening in crypto, it's overcomplicated, right? It's really,
it is
really
overcomplicated. Really, it is hard.
It's really, really hard to onboard, because I onboard people, you know, every week. And there's nothing, when they say this is hard, I don't want to go and remember this number and seed phrase. And now you're telling me I need this wallet and I need this hard wallet. What is a hard wallet? What is a cold wallet? Can I do this? So now you're making it even more hard.
More complicated.
More
I remember when I first got email, I had to telnet onto a server. It was all plain text. You had to know what telnet was. You need to know what server you were logging onto, what your username and password is. You had to know how to pipe through your email to be able to actually get to your email. It was extremely complicated. But with the passage of time, things got better and easier. And that's where we're going. Like, at the same time, things are getting easier. There are applications. There are tools. Sure. This is the bleeding edge of the innovation spectrum, and we are here to tell you about that full spectrum, to tell you about the bleeding edge and the not so bleeding edge, and where you should be paying attention and focus. And you can decide where you're gonna be putting your Bitcoin or your Ethereum, and whether you're gonna be buying any shiny JPEGs on either network. And we'll be here to tell you about everything that happens on both.
Well, I learned a lot, and if you learned something on the show, leave a comment, let us know if you're going to be buying NFTs on Bitcoin, or if you're not. Hope everybody enjoyed the show, and we'll see you guys later this week. Have a great one, everybody.